Welcome to another edition of El Paso Primetime. And you know, we've been under the gun so much about do this, do that, wear your mask, wash your hands, don't touch your face, stay the hell away from me, this kind of a thing, that now the arts have to come in and soothe the savage beasts inside us. Joining us this afternoon is Executive Director to El Paso Pro Musica, Felipa Solis. She also helps direct the Center for Arts Entrepreneurship here on campus at UTEP. Welcome back to El Paso Primetime.
Oh, thank you so much, Dee. And actually, it's an honor to be able to be affiliated with an organization like El Paso Pro Musica and to be witness to the development of the Center for Arts Entrepreneurship is truly remarkable, and what a gift. And that's what we're basically going to talk about. And that is our incredible campus at the University of Texas at El Paso. There is a project underfoot called UTEP Arts Alive. And basically, UTEP Arts Alive is an interdisciplinary collaboration showcasing the diversity and vibrancy of the arts in the face of this global pandemic. And the project will be kicking off in September and October and highlighting ongoing artistic activities by UTEP students, incredible faculty from a wide range of departments, and providing a virtual connection to iconic campus locations for those who still can't visit in real life. And so many wonderful artists are being just rallied, if you will, and they will be featured in pre-recorded videos that will be ultimately launched on so many websites in so many different departments, first with the Department of Liberal Arts, and it's under that umbrella. There's a wonderful, wonderful committee headed by Carrie Doyle of the Rubin Center for the Arts, Daniel Carey Whalen, Claudia Lay there with the Centennial Museum. What a treasure on campus. Andrea Shaheen, who is a brilliant musician and member of the University Department of Music. We're also working with incredible people who are representing the theater department, the Department of Art. Jeff Tolbert is involved with that. The Department of Theater and Dance, as I mentioned. And this is going to be such an exciting way to not only showcase the beauty of our campus, but the incredible talent that is within. And we have to, at this point, really thank our Dean, Dennis O'Hearn, for letting this idea to just connect and collaborate come to life.
You know, the whole notion of putting the university into a virtual sense is brilliant, just absolutely brilliant. And you're right, there are people who still feel not so safe coming to the university just to take a stroll around the campus, which is probably one of the top five, if not the top campus to embrace and enjoy. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And it's so beautiful. And the concept here is to just kind of give our university an artistic and collaborative hug. It goes without saying that UTEP has just been so staunch in ensuring that faculty, students, staff, and everyone stay safe during this pandemic. And it's a tribute to the university how safe UTEP it truly is under the circumstances. A special kudos to our Department of Music, because there are so many cautions that have to be taken and so much preparation with vocals, with winds, with our incredible marching band, with any of the ensembles. And there is so much work being done to ensure the safety of everyone. There's so many virtual classes, needless to say, but when people have to be in a face-to-face scenario, kudos to Dr. Steve Wilson and the amazing Steve Haddad, who have done so much alongside all of the faculty in the department to ensure that everyone can be as safe as possible. So with UTEP Arts Alive, it's safety first, with art as the soothing, healing component and tremendous artistry that we have on campus will be showcased.
Who's shooting the video?
As a matter of fact, there are two incredibly talented young men, a young man by the name of Edgar Picasso, who is, in essence, an intern, I believe that would be his title, and he's finishing up this semester at, of course, UTEP, and he's doing a very incredibly exciting internship with the Rubin Center for the Arts. Edgar was one of those people who was so behind the scenes with that incredible border tuner project that was born from the Rubin Center for the Arts that brought two countries, universities, such incredible talent together with that kind of almost gamma ray that they did to provide music on both sides of the border. And this happened last November. And Edgar will be part of that along with the great Chris Biros-Hagis, who just received his master's degree from the UTEP Department of Music and Performance just this last May and was in the studio of our great artistic director and cellist Zool Bailey. And Chris is that person behind the scenes as well with Edgar, who will make sure that all of the components are put together, and not only that, the art, the music, the words. That's what's so incredible about this project, Dee, is that yes, there are musicians, artists, actors, dancers, writers, historians, intellectual voices, and they'll be speaking and performing from really easily recognizable locations, which makes it even more exciting. We're going to be everywhere from Centennial Plaza, that lawn right in front of the geology building, in front of the dinner theater overlooking the plaza, the Lacan. As a matter of fact, Zool Bailey is going to be kicking off Bach in the Lacan. That is going to be so super special, both just every sensory feeling with that gorgeous building, the music, the colors, everything, the architecture. That is just going to come to life in such an amazing way. The Chihuahuan Desert Garden will be featured. Fox Fine Arts in front of the Sebastian Sculpture. The Centennial Courtyard. Of course, the Rubin Center. Our Sun Bowl. The library, which is such a beautiful building. The lawn that is next to nursing, that's overlooking the border. Hmm. That's so beautiful. And then there's the courtyard behind the physics building, the College of Engineering. We have such diamonds in the rough that are going to come to life. And the beautiful part about this is how all of these, especially liberal arts, but how we're going to work in tandem with the university to ensure that all of these departments and everyone is aware of what's happening around them and how they can showcase it for all students. And so there'll be live streams, there'll be works on websites from the music department to drama to theater and dance. It's very exciting. Just week one alone, as I mentioned, Zool Bailey and the cello at the Lacan, Elvira Carizal Dukes will be doing a beautiful reading, and she's from Chicago Studies in the Chihuahuan Gardens. And Cristina Goletti and Sandra Paola will be in front of Fox Fine Arts doing the beautiful dance interpretations. This is just everyone's heart. I mean, look at the word heart. The word art is in there.
Right.
And it's because of these people who live and breathe that which gives us so much life.
You know, the amazing thing about this, and we, all of us who work on this campus every day, have realized it from time to time, but never really put it all together until now, is that the university really deserves a soundtrack to its life.
Beautiful.
And this is
beautifully put.
And this is exactly what you guys are. This collaborative effort is monumental, and thank all of you for what you're about to embark on. This is phenomenal.
Well, it's, I'll tell you, as I mentioned, I don't want to ever leave anyone out. That's kind of like my biggest fear always, because everyone has so much to say. But it was so beautiful to receive the first phone call from Carrie Doyle, who puts her soul into all that she does. And she's such a gifted human being. And all of the people who've come together, and when we have our Zoom meetings to discuss how we can enrich people's lives, and you have like Daniel Carey Whalen, who lives and breathes our history every day at the Centennial Museum, Claudia Lay, who understands the vision. She's such a visionary as an incredibly amazing Latina. Jess Tolbert, who is just an wonderful artist. Andrea Shaheen, who has worked with such ensembles to create music not only that inspires her roots from the Middle East, but music of the world. All of the people who are on this committee, it's a joy to jump on that Zoom and see firsthand what everybody has to say, and what is so very, very important to express with our incredible university.
Absolutely.
It's really, and here's the great thing. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
it's going to be a lot of fun to watch, to see how it comes to life, to see how people share their views, their works. I know that we're going to have a lot of artists from around campus, Brian Yethers from the Department of English, I believe. I know that Oscar Macchioni from the Department of Music, Cherry Duke, who's an incredible vocalist, Dr. Steve Wilson, who is just such an incredibly talented trombonist, and the work that they're going to do and share. And remember, too, the social distancing and keeping people safe is such an important priority. Artists are going to be wearing masks when they're doing the production. The producers who are working, Edgar and Chris and everyone involved, everything is going to be taken into consideration, and keeping the UTEP mantra that's happening now to keep people safe as the number one focus, which is why the virtual aspects of this is so very, very important, while at the same time showcasing UTEP and hoping that within maybe months to come, maybe by homecoming, maybe there'll be a time when we can feature these artists in various locations, sharing their loves, sharing their talents, and helping us share that which makes UTEP so very, very special.
Absolutely. There is something so special about what happens on this campus. I don't think people from around the world, and even in our own community, understand the focus of what goes on this campus in order to not only draw our students' talents out to the forefront, but also to showcase what we have on this campus. The talent on this university campus is enormous. It's world class.
Christina Goletti, who is, a renowned dancer. She's performed all over the world. Her team is overwhelming. Adriana Dominguez. There are these incredibly talented people in the Department of Theater and Dance who have made such an impact with their voices, with their bodies, with their art. The people who represent the art department, I mentioned Jess Tolbert, and so many others. Our Centennial Museum, the Rubens Center for the Arts, is overwhelming when you walk in and you see some of the incredible world-renowned exhibits that are right in our backyard. Everything, even our station here, KTEP, what a wonderful outlet to be able to share that which what we do and how we can help each other grow and make not only our UTEP world, but our entire world a better place. And UTEP Arts Alive, hopefully with this year kicking off the way we're hoping to do it. And keep in mind, it's kind of a litmus test. We're we're doing the best we can in under very, very trying circumstances, but at the same time showing off that which is so remarkable. I mean, if you drive on campus in the morning, you'll see the incredible students on the drum line, our marching band. It's overwhelming. I know that over the last year, you've had incredible conversations with people like Drs. Jim Logan, Brad Ginevro, Andrew Hunter. It's overwhelming that we have these people who are so decorated right here in our own orange and blue backyard.
Absolutely. My goodness gracious, having the honor of being able to talk with just about everybody at the music department about their projects, and knowing that they're all so down to earth, because that's what UTEP and what El Paso is really truly all about. It's not the hoity-toity, but it's always about how can I help you become the person you want to be?
I mean, Dr. Andrews, Andy Smith, who heads the percussion section, Colonel Lowell Graham, and who is going to go to great lengths to make a difference in how do you structure an orchestra now? How do you keep your students safe, but yet they're studying. They can't lose a beat, if you pardon the pun. And so all of these people are super overwhelming. Our vocal section is top of the line. Elisa Wilson, Sherry Duke, all of the people in that department, band, Nancy Taylor. I forget to name everyone, but I want to name everyone. But if I'm not naming everyone, it's because I'm too excited. But we love you. As we mentioned earlier, Steve Howdat, he can make the world go round with a snap of his fingers, and he does it with all the love in the world. And that's what we hope UTEP Arts Alive is. It's a love letter to our community, to our campus, and to all, to say UTEP is going to stick together through the good times and the rough times, and together we'll continue to make art come alive.
Absolutely. Yeah, I use that word so much, absolutely. But when you look at it, when you look at the enormity of this project, when you look at how ambitious this project started out to be and is now becoming this beautiful flower with all these little tiny petals of color that are just going to be coming out and just making everything look good, how could you not call this AbFab?
In our lives, all that happens in our universes, it's kind of what brings art out. Sometimes it's beauty, sometimes it's passion, sometimes it's pathos, sometimes it's deep sadness. But then again, coming together, it comes out and the expressions are so enormous. I mean, to be able to watch dancers in movement, to be able to listen to music of Bach, to be able to listen to someone's expression through their poetry, through their canvas. We're kind of hoping UTEP Arts Alive will hopefully turn our campus into a canvas. And what better canvas than the beautiful places that I mentioned that will be the backdrops for the incredible expressions of the arts.
People always say that it's very hard to recruit students to UTEP and then to El Paso just because it's not, quote-unquote, glamorous like Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Miami, Chapel Hill, things like that. I've gone to other universities, and I've been enthralled with their campuses. I understand how beautiful the talent is inside a campus that's stuck in the middle of an urban place like USC, UCLA, things along that line. I understand that. Here, the draw of recruiting students to the university is quite different, because you wind up with a student who really wants to be here, who wants this beauty to translate into what their career is going to be all about.
Well, you know, that's very interesting because to be associated with the Center for Arts Entrepreneurship and to be working with El Paso Pro Musica and its mission. Its mission is to make music accessible to all. With that being said, when you have the Itzhak Perlmans and the Lynn Harrells of the world who come here and are so overwhelmed by the talent that they see, when you have, and they want to come back, our collaboration with Johns Hopkins University and the Peabody School of Music and students who come here for a week at a time and engage with the students at in the Department of Music and other departments around campus who've worked with you and which have worked to learn more about the media and how to express themselves and how to be entrepreneurs. And El Paso is so very special to all of them that that's what makes El Paso Pro Musica, that's what makes all of the nonprofits that we have that are arts centric, so very special. And that's what makes UTEP so very special. People want to come here when they see what it is that we do. They become connected in so many beautiful ways. That's why when, let's say, UTEP Opera did this incredible virtual What is Opera last spring. It was amazing. It was engaging. And they had to go virtual in something that was supposed to be in person, but yet they were able to make that happen. Even the El Paso Symphony Orchestra, the El Paso Symphony Youth Orchestra, working virtually. El Paso Opera, doing curbside opera, taking opera to your front door. We're all working unitedly to make that difference, and every little aspect of what everyone is doing is the greatest recruitment tool in the world to come to the greatest university that we know.
You know, I think about all of the people that I've come to know over at the Department of Music, Grammy Award winners, Grammy Award nominated, this, that, and the other, Peabody's, tons and tons of gold are just permeates that entire complex. And it doesn't matter what it is, if it's dance, if it's the visual art, if it's sculpture, if it's music, no matter what it is, or no matter what kind of music it is, whether it's symphonic, whether it's jazz, whether it's this, that, and the other, you wind up with a plethora of people who are so talented and yet so down to earth that they sit and they've decided this is what they want to do so that they can pass on what they learn to other students.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And it's, look, it's funny for me because I attended UTEP and I was working at Channel 9 full time and was a student full time. And you know, you never forget, the campus is so different from the days I went there, but you never forget all those incredible professors who touch your life. And I had a biology teacher, Dr. Shropshire, I'll never forget him. And who would have thunk that a kid who grew up in a dance company has a family backdrop? I was just fascinated with biology. I mean, everything about UTEP has always been to just kind of be that, it's like dangling these wonderful worlds of knowledge. And that's where every department is incredibly special. And everyone is an entrepreneur and becomes an entrepreneur and learns and passes it on and shares that wealth. I mean, even you've had many conversations with Zool Bailey, our artistic director, who studied with such amazing people like Stephen Cates and master classes with the great Rostropovich. You don't forget that. And whether their people are household names or not, their dedication to their crafts, their art, their humanity is just endless. So we thank everyone at UTEP for allowing us to continue to be inspired. And one of the exciting things about UTEP Arts Alive is Homecoming Week. And this year, Homecoming Week is October 12th through the 17th. All of our fingers are crossed that perhaps we could possibly be in person. But that's our big celebration of who and what we are. And we're going to go kind of into overdrive that week with more more excitement, digging into various departments and showcasing and embracing. And that's what we hope that UTEP Arts Alive does and continues and keeps our community going. So stay tuned. We will have the information as to where you can see these incredible performances, how you can see them, and where they'll be live streamed. And then we'll also be telling you when you can see them in person. And again, safety is number one, and your health and your future is always UTEP's number one priority.
Absolutely. And here's the bottom line, right? So in order to get to homecoming and hopefully be one-on-one in person with all of us and them and everybody gets together, you have to practice safe distancing now. You have to wear your mask now. Wash your hands now every time you go to the bathroom or every time you do this or that. Just, you have to practice safe distancing. I see people still not wearing their masks, not practicing safe distancing, and that compromises the wish of getting to homecoming week. If everybody bands together, then we can play and have a good time.
Well, today the UTEP Athletics Department sent out a major news release and information about how the Sun Bowl and the football season will be run. So kudos to the UTEP Athletics Department, Jim Center, and his entire team, because this had to have been a 24/7 summer for all of them. The way, I mean, everyone has been really working nonstop and around the clock to make sure that everything is a success and everything becomes wonderful for all. But kudos to them, because there is such a list of important rules and regulations that will be followed, that will be implemented, so that we can try to get back to some sort of semblance of normalcy, but at the same time, not compromising anyone's health. So we really have to thank them for sending that out today and helping to make that difference on campus, because it will. It will make a difference. And again, it's a rallying. And we just want everyone to be safe, happy, healthy, and support our great university.
Felipa Solis has been our guest this afternoon on El Paso Primetime. Thank you so much for coming in and giving us a lot of information on UTEP Arts Alive. Can't wait to see what this is going to be about.
Absolutely. Dee, thank you so much, and I look forward to visiting with you again with more updates. As we say in the biz, stay tuned.